So the Feast of Christ the King today has all kinds of resonances for many of us who are here. It's a late feast. It was created after the papal states were lost, and it looked like all the temporal power of the Bishop of Rome had been dissipated. And so this was a kind of in-your-eye statement. Yeah, we're still in charge here. And it's sort of a pernicious move, because as with lots of things like love and hope, when you talk about kingship in the context of the biblical word, it means something drastically different than it normally does. The first thing to say is it does not mean some kind of political structure with the boss on top and everybody following his or her word. Rather, it's better translated, rather than the kingdom of God, the reign of God. And by that is meant this. It is the kingdom of God is achieved when God's with us, transforming us, creating of us a community. And that alone is the kingdom of God. It is not some kind of hierarchical structure. It is not establishing some new boss, no matter how benign. Rather, it says what God is interested in doing is what we get from the book of Genesis, that we human beings can stand naked and unashamed with each other. It's the reign of God. And you get this in this wonderful passage from the Passion narrative, as John has created it here, this dialogue between Jesus and Pilate. The crucial passage is, my kingdom is not from this world, John has Jesus saying. Well, we all can sit back, we know all this about heaven. It's about heaven. It's about spiritual reality. It's not all this messy stuff. Well, that's rubbish. That's not what this means at all. And what it does mean is exactly in the same, follows in the next line. If it were from this world, my followers would be fighting. And here too the contrast between our normal understanding of the realization of kingship, bosshood as we understand it, is contravened by the biblical notion. Because how do people stay in power? By violence of one sort or another. So when John has Jesus saying it's not from this world, he says he does not mean it's from some other world. It means above this world. Rather, it means this is a whole different form of kingship, which is not established or preserved by violence. It's not from this world, because, as we know, that's how, as I said, power is maintained, by threat, by intimidation, often enough by physical violence. The boss, we know who's boss. We know what you have to do to be boss and to maintain your bosshood. So basically, it is consonant with everything else we know from the New Testament. Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Or you may remember the same scene, the Passion narrative in Matthew, where Peter takes out a sword and cuts off some guy's ear, and Jesus says, put the bloody thing away. You're going to take the sword, you're going to die by the sword. The sword is totally inimical, totally opposed to the kingship of God, which precisely relieves us of the impulse to defend ourselves by violence, whether word or action. Because it's very clear. If that's the way we maintain our existence, then community, just being naked and unashamed, is simply impossible. It doesn't work. It doesn't happen. Can't happen. So we have, strikingly and frighteningly enough, the basis for a totally pacifist, not passivist, pacifist, nonviolent stance in the world. Because it's very clear, as Paul says, and you get it in the New Testament too, to respond to violence with violence is only to extend the power of evil and to destroy the possibility of human community. It's extremely important, I think, that we know this, because we are enmeshed in a whole symbol system where kingship looks exactly like Elizabeth II, or Louis XIV, or Peter the Great, or every king that's ever sat on any throne, any place. It has nothing to do with this. Absolutely nothing to do with this. It is God softening my heart, opening my eyes, widening my embrace of the world. And when that happens, we human beings actually do come to each other, that's when God is king. And no other way.